This is CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. An avalanche of unemployment claims has broken records in Colorado. Preliminary figures show around 45,000 people filed claims so far this week. That's doubled from last week. The worst week of the Great Recession in Colorado saw about 8,000 claims. The statewide stay-at-home order to limit the spread of COVID-19 will likely close more businesses or limit their hours. Nationwide, the U.S. Department of Labor counted more than 3 million new unemployment claims. Colorado's Secretary of State's office is warning the public of fake charities trying to scam people during the COVID-19 crisis. Here's CPR's Taylor Allen.
Secretary of State Jenna Griswold says not to assume that charity recommendations on social media have already been vetted, and to be wary if a charity won't provide detailed information about identity, mission, and how donations are used. Another suggestion she has is to watch out for charities that sound similar to well-known ones. I'm Taylor Allen, CPR News.
Governor Jared Polis has congressional support behind his request for a state disaster declaration over the spread of the new coronavirus. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Almost all members of the delegation signed a letter to President Trump asking him to approve Polis's request for a major disaster declaration. Representative Joe Neguse says the full resources of the federal government are needed to help protect Coloradans during this public health crisis. The declaration would free up additional money for Colorado to use as it combats this pandemic. Republican Ken Buck was the only one who didn't sign. Trump has issued declarations in at least 10 states, from California to North Carolina.
This is CPR.